Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a more stoic and awesome life. Now, I know what you're thinking, Stoicism. Doesn't that sound like sitting around in a toga, pondering the meaning of existence while sipping on lukewarm water? Let me tell you, it's way cooler than that. Stoicism is all about building inner strength and resilience, finding peace amidst the chaos, and living with purpose and intention. And one of the most powerful tools we have in our stoic arsenal, gratitude. Seriously, folks, practicing gratitude isn't just some feel-good buzzword, it's a game-changer. It shifts your entire perspective, helping you focus on the good stuff, even when life throws curveballs. Ever felt like you're constantly bombarded with negativity news headlines screaming about doom and gloom, social media filled with highlight reels that make you feel inadequate? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Gratitude acts as a shield against all that noise. When you consciously choose to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small, you build resilience and cultivate a sense of inner peace. So, how do we actually put gratitude into practice? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, make it a habit. Just like brushing your teeth or scrolling through social media, don't judge. Make gratitude a daily ritual. Each morning, take a few minutes to jot down 3 things you're grateful for: a warm bed, a delicious breakfast, that awesome song stuck in your head. It sounds simple, but trust me, the power of repetition can't be underestimated. Next, look beyond the obvious. Sure, we all appreciate our family, friends, and good health, those are biggies. But what about the little things? The warmth of the sun on your face, a hilarious meme that made you laugh out loud, a stranger holding the door open for you. These seemingly insignificant moments add up to create a richer, more fulfilling life. There, savor the experience. Don't just go through the motions, truly immerse yourself in the things you're grateful for. When you take a bite of your favorite fruit, pay attention to the flavors and textures. When you spend time with loved ones, listen attentively and be present in the moment. Fourth, express your gratitude. It's not enough to just think and share your appreciation. Tell your loved ones how much they mean to you, send a thank you note to someone who went above and beyond, or simply offer a genuine compliment to a stranger. Finally, remember that gratitude is a practice, not a destination. There will be days when it feels harder than usual, when life throws you curveballs, or when you're feeling down. But keep at it. Even on the toughest days, there are always things to be grateful for. Keep searching, keep appreciating, and watch how your perspective transforms. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're rushing through your day stressed, overwhelmed, constantly checking your phone. You're running late for work. Traffic is a nightmare, and you spill your coffee all over yourself. Talk about a rough start. But what if, instead of getting bogged down in the negativity, you took a moment to shift your focus? What if you noticed the sun peeking through the clouds, the vibrant colors of a flower blooming by the side of the road, or the friendly smile from a stranger who held the door open for you? Suddenly, that stressful morning doesn't seem so bad anymore, right? You see, even in challenging situations, there are always glimmers of goodness to be found. By practicing gratitude, we train our minds to notice those little things, transforming our experience and turning a potentially negative day into something more manageable, even positive. So, here's the takeaway. Gratitude is not just about feeling good, it's a powerful tool for navigating life's ups and downs with greater resilience, clarity, and joy. Make it a daily practice, cultivate awareness, express your appreciation, and watch how your world transforms. Ready to level up your gratitude game? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little stoic wisdom, leave a review if you enjoyed the chat, or join me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.